السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Monday night, it's time for the Q&A. Every Monday is between 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock with our beloved, respected, honorable senior فضيلة الأستاذ حضرت مولانا مفتي عبد القادر حسين حفظه الله. I want to welcome the beautiful listeners of Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the beautiful listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asamal and Company. And I want to welcome all the beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome our two engineers, that is Brother Lekoloye in Johannesburg and the other engineer in the Durban studios. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. Our WhatsApp number is 0847863132. Tonight is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awal 1442, which is also the 20th of October 2020. Our Zakat Nisab 8,700 rand, Meher Fatimi 21,800 rand, minimum mahar for Hanafis 435 rand, for Malikis 145 rand, for Shafi'is and Hanbalis no minimum mahar. Our WhatsApp number 0847863132. International overseas listeners +27 84786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @akhussain. Remember, part one is now between 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Let's welcome our Ustad into the program. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
A listener says, Ustad, that we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awal, so they would love to know which important events took place, Ustad, during this month of Rabi'ul Awal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many events took place during this month of Rabiul Awal. I'll just mention 6 or 7. Number one, the honorable Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place during Rabiul Awal, and it was a Monday. On all that day's consensus regarding the date, Ibn Ishaq has mentioned it was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awal, and there's a hadith also mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So that is the popular version, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awal. And Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was one of the greatest events that took place. Similarly, the wafat or demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, the 11th year after Hijrah. And we find that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, during the lifetime, the Hijrat also took place during the Hijrah, during the month of Rabiul Awal. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, left Ghare Thawr, that is the cave where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Thani Athnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, spent 3 nights. And when they left there, it was the first day of Rabiul Awal, and that was for the Hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara. Then we find on the 7th of Rabi'ul Awal, the year 179, Imam Malik rahimahullah passes away. These are all giants, we must remember that. Imam Malik wrote the work Mu'tah Imam Malik, and every true scholar has to study this work. And then we find on the 9th of Rabi'ul Awal, and this was in the 11th year of the Hijrah, just few days prior to the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi Fayruz ad-Daylami radiallahu anhu, he killed Aswad Anasi, who was an imposter, and he said, he's a prophet. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy and delighted. He said, Father Fayruz, Father Fayruz, Fayruz Daylami is successful. He eliminated and killed the enemy and the imposter, Aswad Anasi. And remember, on the 10th of Rabi'ul Awal, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, we find that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable son Ibrahim radiallahu an, whose mother was Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, he passes away at the age of 18 months, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, "Inna lahu la mustardi'an fil jannah," he will have a foster mother there in Jannah. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. And on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, we find Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away. He is known as Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And in the year 241, he was born in Baghdad, and he passes away in Baghdad. He's buried there next to the Tigris River. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah. All four Khulafa's Mubarak graves I went to. All four Imams, their graves we went to. Hada min fadli Rabbi. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told the people, "Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza." You will see what will happen on the day of my burial, my janaza, my funeral. 800,000 people approximately attended his janaza salat. Approximately 20,000 people, non-Muslims, embraced Islam. That is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's karamat. Ba'da mawtihi wa wafatihi, even after his death. So we must remember that these are the giants of Islam. And in this month of Rabiul Awwal and throughout our life, read more and more the Seerah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Every Sunnah, every action of the Master alayhi wa sallam, we imitate, emulate. Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Chapter 3, verse 31. So when you follow me immaculately, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, and Allah will forgive you your sins.
So that is it, Sunnah, to recite Surah Yasin in the mornings and in the evenings, Ustad.
Remember, there are ahadith to that. Although the ahadith individually, that some muhaddisin have made some remarks, but you look at the collective, and you will find that there are so many ahadith regarding Surah to Yasin. So in Sunan al-Darimi, it is mentioned, "Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu." Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, Allah Jalla wala will fulfill the needs of that person there. And therefore, you will find in our madrasas, Darul Ulums, they encourage the students to read Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning. Similarly, night time, remember that you read Surah Yasin after Maghrib, after Isha, before sleeping and retiring. Imam Malik rahimahullah has mentioned the hadith in his Mu'atta, "Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah." Whosoever reads Surah Yasin during the night solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, ghufira lahu, he'll be forgiven. Similarly, you will find the hadith that on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu an, in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, "Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum wa iqra'uha ala mawtakum." You find all these words. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. So make multiple intentions. Yes, it is Sunnah. We got no problem with that. And we have so many dalail and evidence to that. So that will be, according to the four schools of jurisprudence, totally acceptable.
So Ustad, vaccines, Ustad, should we take for our children, Ustad?
Remember that few years ago this question was posed to me, and I opposed it, and I told the parents and everybody, remember, you should not allow that they give vaccine to your children because they porcine. Porcine means they spoke. And you must remember, even today you see how harmful it is when you just read all the reports. You know, today with the pandemic, there's so much debate going on regarding the vaccine, and some countries are just rushing through it, that we must be the first one to get the vaccine and so forth. You know, there was a trial. You just Google it, you will find that in India, and they took the children, majority of them ended up paralyzed and so forth. So therefore, you need to be very, very circumspect and careful in this regard. It is very, very sad that you will find some Maulvis, crooked Maulvis actually, and you will find some people that they will advertise advertise all these type of things. Take the vaccine, it's free. This doctor, this person is giving it and so forth. Sometimes they will use the masajid also. Sometimes they will use the maulvis also, or sheikhs or imams. So all that, remember that it is not proven that a country has got the vaccine, and we don't know what's going to happen. But they will use Africa as the guinea pigs, as they normally do. We must remember that. If you just look at it per capita, you will find America, Europe, Israel, the apartheid regime, they have the most cases there. But when they run the trials, they will run it in Africa and the poor, poor countries. So this is the double standards of the West, you must remember. Simple thing you must do. Any country that you are listening now, you must tell your politicians, you be the first one to take all these vaccines and give your children and your spouses and everybody, if you are really convinced. And the crooked maulvis and sheikhs as well, tell them, you and your children, you take. Don't come and tell us we must take it. So we dead against all this until we know 100%. So I myself, I stay away from all these things here. You must remember that. So that is what we must do. Then Allah will keep us healthy also. And all this, there's politics and there's so many other hidden agendas involved. Therefore, O Ummah, read these two du'as daily. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah. Oh, beloved Allah, we beg of you good health, wealth, honor, dignity, our iman, our Islam, all must be protected and preserved. Afiyah has the encyclopedic meaning. So, Allahumma inna nas'aluka. This is collective. We beg of you, Ya Allah, for afiyah. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And you must remember, say the hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh, beloved Allah, we seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, the evil sicknesses and diseases. So stay away from that as far as possible.
Ustad, how can we buy Merkaz Radio, Merkaz Sahaba Decoders, Ustad? And the listener wants to know, when is Mufti Sahab coming to Durban, Ustad?
Regarding the decoders and so forth, mashallah, that we have our reception, and the brother here in our Lanesia Johannesburg studio is Brother Suleiman Esop. So office hours, 8 o'clock to 4:30, you can contact him, and at 011-854-2990. So that is Suleiman Esop, 011-854-2990. And remember, it is 600 rand per decoder. And in Durban, mashallah, our brother started today. His name is Yusuf Mehter. And our brother Yusuf Mehter is in our Durban studio, same time, 8 o'clock to 4:30. Daily, you can contact him on the landline number 031-001-3332. 031-001-3332. So inshallah, that day they have stocks and so forth. Likewise, the Ansar Book and Media Center, they also have stocks there. You can purchase it from them. And likewise, IG Hussein also are selling it. And our Mona Salim Karim, mashallah, they in Northern Natal, Ladysmith. So you can contact him as well. So all these are places where you can purchase the radio, the Merkaz Sahaba Radio Decoder, and mashallah, you can listen to various radio stations. You can listen to Ansar International. You can listen to Sirius FM and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us of those who get and receive the correct information and the true deen, not the deen that is diluted and polluted.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is it true for Durood Sharif, Ustad, one must move the lips, Ustad?
Remember, people confuse issues, especially nowadays. Words, you must remember the social media. When a person is reading and performing his namaz and salat, then you must move your lips. Tahrik shafatain. You're reading Surah Fatiha, you're reading a Surah, you're reading Tashahud, whatever. Then you must read with your tongue, your lips moving. And you are reading Quran Sharif out of salat. Then also, for example, you perform your ish Isha Salat, and now you are reading Quran Sharif, so Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Yasin, whatever. So you must read in such a manner that your lips are moving for Tilawatul Quran, the recitation of the Quran. However, for Zikrullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Durud Sharif, so all that you can make Zikr al-Lisani or Zikr al-Qalbi. Zikr al-Lisani means you move your tongue, and Zikr al-Qalbi means in your mind, in your heart, you just say it. So, for example, you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, but in your mind, in your heart, Wadhkur Rabbaka fi nafsik, Quran says. So, to say Durud Sharif in your mind, totally permissible, and that is out of Salat and so forth. So, you call it Zikr al-Qalbi, and for Quran Sharif, that must be the movement of the lips.
Somebody says, I must the 2 rakat sunnah of Fajr Salah, Ustad. What should I do?
We must understand how things work. So let's just take times, you know, on the hour. Let's say Salat time in your part of the world is 5 o'clock, Fajr Salat, 5 a.m. obviously. So you walked into the masjid and the Salat, the Jamaat Salat had already started. So what must you do in that case there? So according to the Shafi's, Hanbalis, you join the Jamaat Salat, whether it's first rakat, second rakat, and after that they are finished, so then immediately after your first salat, you read your sunnahs in the masjid, in your house, wherever you want to. You don't have to wait for sunrise and so forth. That is the Hanbali and the Shafi'i school. According to the Malikis, when you enter the masjid, and now you see the Jamaat Salat, Fajr has already started, so what must you do now? If you are sure that you will get 1 rakat at least with the Imam, so meaning you will miss 1 rakat, but you sure the 2nd rakat you will get with the Imam, then in that case there you read your sunnahs and then you join the Fajr Salat. But if you know you're going to miss both rakats, then remember you join the Imam. And then according to the Hanafis, as long as you're sure you're going to get the Jamaat, so then you read the sunnahs and remember 15 minutes or so after sunrise you will read the sunnah. So the most important thing is we must wake up early, we must not be late and so forth. And the sunnah of Fajr, you read Qul Ya Al-Kafirun in the 1st rakat, after Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad in the 2nd rakat, and best is to read it at home and then you go to the masjid. But if you read it in the masjid, totally permissible. So that is what you should understand and what you should know. And to miss the Fajr Salat totally, remember that's a major, major sin. Bala Shaytanu fi Udhunay, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the shaitan urinates in the ears of those people. There hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore, O Muslim, we must be meticulous, particular of our salat, whether we are on the plane or on the train, whether we are in Safar or Hadar, whether we are at home or whether we are traveling. That is the true Muslim.
Listeners say it's very, very hard to start. What should one recite?
There is a great kitab you must remember by Allama Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali, and it is known as Lataiful Ma'arif. So in there you will find wonderful discussions. So he discusses this. There's a hadith of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned there, and the references are all mentioned as well. So Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali Rahimahullah. So he says that Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when the Sahaba used to complain that it is so hot and extremely hot, so then say the following words, read with me, and then you record it, memorize it. La ilaha illallah. So every Muslim knows these words. La ilaha illallah. Truly la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. Truly there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And thereafter you will read ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. Ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. How hot it is today indeed. How extremely hot it is. Then you read, Allahumma ajirni min harri jahannam. Allahumma ajirni min harri jahannam. O Almighty Allah, you protect me and save me from the intense heat of Jahannam, the hellfire. So what is the complete dua? You know, on Saturday I went to Potter's room, 35 degrees. Today, this morning here, when I went out for Zohar, 12:25 to 1, so just before my tafsir lesson, that I could feel the heat, intense heat. So we read, La ilaha illallah, ma ashadd harra hadha al-yawm, Allahumma ajirni min harri jahannam. So that is the dua we should read when it is extremely hot. May Almighty Allah make it easy for us and the Ummah at large.
Somebody says, Ustad, could you please provide some advices, punishments, solutions, Ustad? Elder brother cut ties with his blood sisters and brother. Don't talk to us, Ustad, and don't visit each other. Parents are fed up trying to intervene, Ustad.
Before I respond to that, because I just thought of it whilst Maulana was asking the question, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, from tomorrow, that's Tuesday, every Tuesday, Insha'Allah, our brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan, Allah Ta'ala reward him, Masha'Allah, he's got a program called the Dinner, Month After Dinner, Month After Dinner. He wants to put some month, Insha'Allah. So that is from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock every Tuesday night, and mashallah, he's broken it up into various segments, and he's got family ties and family life and so forth. Then he got about travel, he got about cars, and he got various issues. So tomorrow night the guest will be Imam Salim Kareem, and cars will be Brother Anwar Kareem and so forth. They'll be discussing every Tuesday night a country. Tomorrow night will be Maldives, so beautiful Maldives, we've been there as well with Allah's help. So anyway, you must remember that tomorrow night you have an appointment between 8 and 10 with Brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan. Once the pictos and the adverts are ready, so we will start sending it out tonight, tomorrow morning, inshallah. Remember, all of you, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, nephews, nieces, when you sever ties, the question you need to ask yourself is this: why am I not speaking to my nephew? Why am I not speaking to my brother? Why am I not speaking to my uncle? When I went Saturday, I made this intention. I'm going to see my kaka, to see my chacha, to see my to see my I gave you in 4 or 5 different languages there. So you must remember my father's brother. You know why? Mustafa, I only have one uncle in the whole world, from father and mother's side. So remember, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ammu sinu abi, that your father's brother, he takes the place of the father. And the mother's sister, she takes the place of the mother. Al-khalatu bimanzilatil That is Islam. So imagine today we don't have time for our brothers, sisters, uncle, aunties then. So why do we do this? Some argument took place, some dispute took place. I will show him, I will spite him. It's all our own ego. It's all our warm fancies, desires. Now listen to the consequences. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, In tawallaytum, when you have authority, antufsidu fil ard, in tawallaytum, antufsidu fil ard wa tuqatiu arhamakum, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, and you sever the family ties. What does Almighty Allah say? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah's curse is on them. Allah deprives such people from His special mercy. For aswammahum makes them spiritually deaf. You speak of money, they will hear. You speak of Quran, hadith, they will not hear, they won't understand. Wa a'ma absarahum, Allah makes them spiritually blind. Do you really want that? You are cursed by Almighty Allah daily? So go and ask for maaf. Don't say it's his fault. You take the initiative for the love and pleasure of Allah. Al-Badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibar. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who makes salam first is free of that pride. Two things will happen. Either he will forgive you, speak nicely, so alhamdulillah. And either he will swear you and abuse you. So tomorrow on the day of justice, you will say, Ya Allah, I went to him, I contacted him via WhatsApp, SMS, email, whatever. And then that was his response. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell him, my ummati came to you and asked you for forgiveness, and because of your pride, arrogance, you rebutted him and told him, get out and go to hell and what have you. Today you go from here. You're not entitled to the Hawz al-Kawthar water. I will not give you water from the Hawz al-Kawthar. Go open Targhib wa Tarheeb. You will find the hadith there. So therefore, Ummah, it is a win-win situation that we join the family ties and not sever the family ties and become people who are cursed and deprived of the water from the Yadu Sharifa, the Mubarak hand of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.
26 minutes to 9. Let's go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
23 minutes to 9, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Listener says, Ustad, what must one read to get back to something that is stolen? Ustad,
remember, try and read Surah Wadduha, read Surah Alam Nashrah, because you know it is mentioned in Alam Nashrah, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty comes ease and relief, so read that. And in Surah Wadduha, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So remember that you are missing something and you want to get rich, meaning that you want to find that, you will feel better. So read Surah Wadduha, or just read وَوَجَدَكَ. And inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will give it to you. However, anything that happens, we need to do some introspection and soul searching. Analyze ourselves. Did we pay our zakat? Did we give out some charity? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, hassinu amwalakum bis zakat, that protect your wealth and your assets with zakat. Today people love to just collect money, but they don't pay money sometimes. You must remember that to pay the zakat. So that is why the love for Allah will increase when we pay for zakat, pay the zakat, and the love for wealth will decrease, and Allah will protect our assets and our wealth. And then voluntary charity, make multiple intentions. Yeah, in the same hadith in Abu Dawood's Marasil, وَدَّعُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. So you are sick, your family members are sick, so many people are ill, so give out charity in cash or kind to Muslim, non-Muslim. That is the voluntary charity, zakat to poor Muslim. And in that way there, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will give us shifa and cure. Allah will give those who are ill, that also shifa, kamil, inshallah, complete and speedy recovery. Amen. And Allah will protect us from all these calamities through His benevolence, grace and mercy.
Anonymous sister says, Ustaz, should we fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awal?
Remember that this year our calendar is the same. Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Africa, Europe, and 99-95% of the countries, we say Alhamdulillah. So Tuesday night next week, oh yes, the brother asked about my program, I'll answer it now. So you must remember, I will be there Tuesday night. I will be next week Wednesday night, Tuesday night I will be there in Stenger Tuesday night. That is next week Tuesday. And that is after Maghrib in the big masjid there, in Stenger, inshallah. Then Wednesday night, I will be in Avondale. And Thursday, remember, is the 12th of Rabiul Awal. So you can do to give fast on Thursday, it's sunnat, and make multiple intentions, sunnat, fast, and everything is fine. There's no problem with that. So Wednesday night, we will be in Avondale, inshallah. Then Thursday night, we will be there in Mirbank, inshallah. All programs after Maghrib. And on Jummah, we will be there, inshallah, in the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road, just opposite our Markaz Sahaba studios, alhamdulillah. So it makes it easy, we translate the khutbah and just walk to the Masjid, inshallah. And Friday night, we will be in the Albers World Masjid there in Port Shepstone after Maghrib. So that is our program for next week, Tuesday till Saturday, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy and accept it, inshallah. So yes, you fast on Thursday because it is sunnah to fast. And remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, why does he fast? You must remember, on a Monday, he said, Yoma wulidtu fi. That is the day my Milad Mubarak, my honorable birth took place. So remember, you fast on Monday, Thursday, it's all fine, there's no problem with it.
So it says, Ustaz, that is it permissible to keep Zulu names for Muslims? And if a Christian brother accepts Islam, does he have to change his name? This is Krish, Ustaz.
Krish, my brother, remember that Musta, anything you want, you will find Quran. Quran is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being. And Hadith means the direct speech of the Messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence the Prophet Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the Hadith in Abu Dawood. These are all various Hadith compilations and books. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إنكم تدعون يوم القيامة بأسمائكم وأسمائي آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. Tomorrow on the day of justice you will be called by your name and your father's name. I'll be called Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, Abdul Qadir the son of Ismail. Arafat will be called Molana, leave the Molana out, Arafat bin Ibrahim. So in that way there, remember, فأحسنوا أسماءكم, hence choose good names. My brother Krish, when we enter into Jannah, we have Iman and Islam, and we enter Jannah and Paradise. The only thing of this world that will remain the same, no changes, will be our name. So let's discuss the names. Mustafa Habibuna, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul Asma ilallah, Abdullah wa Abdul Rahman. For the boys, Abdullah, the slave of Allah, the slave of Rahman, the one who's very gracious. We show that we are the servants and the slaves. Therefore, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Ahad, Abdul Wadud, Abdul Khaliq. So all that are excellent names. For the girl, for the daughters, Amatullah, Amatul Rahman, so like that. So it is showing the female slave of Almighty Allah. Now the person, he embraced Islam. His name is David, or his name, you must remember, is Moses, or his name is Noah, and so forth. So does he have to change his name? No, he doesn't have to change his name, because David means Dawood, and Joseph will mean Yusuf, and Noah will mean, you must remember, Nuh, and Moses will mean Musa alayhi salam. So it just depends on the connotation of that. If that person who embraced Islam, now Krish, you understand a little bit Afrikaans, I think, his name is Pitskit, you understood? So something like that. So obviously we will tell him, why, you'll have to change your name, because now they got like a bad connotation, you just shoot the people and so forth. But now if you got a good connotation, although it's not Arabic, so that's fine. You see our people, they keep names. So sometimes it's not Arabic name, they keep Shabnam. Shabnam refers to the fresh dew. So all that is fine. So the connotation, the meaning is the main criteria. Best is to keep Arabic names, but it's not a prerequisite. So the name, we will look at the meaning, and if the meaning is good, that person keeps that name, there's no problem with that.
Somebody says, should the janaza be carried by four men, Ustad, and others should walk alongside and behind the janaza, or should people should line up, Ustad?
Remember that you, Krish, you know, many a time a lady, she embraces Islam and her name is Maria. So she keeps that name Maria. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's son was Ibrahim, and Ibrahim's son, the son, his mother's name was Maria Qibtiya. So Maria means a lady, fair complexion. So all these are excellent names, you must remember. In this day, this age, you tell us, a person pass away, four men must carry that mayyit, the janazah, we will collapse. You know how heavy that is. So remember that in those good old days, they used to just carry like that with the mat and all that, it was easy. Nowadays, that bier, B-I-E-R, you carry four men, you must be very strong to carry that. So therefore, you will need much more men. Hanafi say, ittiba'ul janais, that the men should be behind, that is preferred. Shafi's and them say, remember, in front. And why the Hanafis use the word ittiba'ul janais, to follow the janazah. And the Shafi'i say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma used to walk in front of the janazah. And why? They said, we are shufa'a, we are interceding for the janazah. So both are totally permissible. So obviously you can't just have four people. If you have fear that mayyit and janazah will fall down, you will need assistance of many more people.
Is it permissible to name one's child Kareem only without adding Abdul at the beginning, Ustad?
Remember, rather use Abdul Kareem. But if you use Kareem only, like you see today, people, their surname is Kareem and that. Now Muslims want to impress the West and non-Muslims. I ask the brother, what's your name? We say Karam. You understood? So Karam, Kareem, ba. You can't make Karam, you see. So that is to impress people and all that. So Kareem, you keep the name, is fine. It's a sifa, it's an attribute. You are generous and so forth. But remember, best is you say Abdul Kareem. I told you just now to Krish, we must show our servitude to Almighty Allah. We are the servants and the slaves of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So best will be Abdul Kareem.
Somebody says, can you recommend some literature, Ustad, on the virtues and responsibilities of a hafiz?
Remember that the greatest virtue of the Hafiz is mentioned in the Quran Sharif itself. Surah 15, Surah Hijr, verse number 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. That verily that we have revealed the zikr, the reminder. Almighty Allah has His oneness, uniqueness. But various places in the Quran Sharif, Allah uses the term we as a symbol of respect and reverence, as to stamp His authority. I do as I please. Sunrise 5:30, sunset 6 o'clock. Who is there to question me? Is there anyone? Today is rain, and then after 6 months no rain. So you must remember, no one can question the authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. So therefore, inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we are surely protecting it, the Quran Sharif, in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. It's the only book, the most memorized book in the entire world. You go to the Pope and tell Mr. Pope, read the Bible in the original language by heart, there'll be no hope for the Pope. Go to the apartheid regime of Israel and tell the chief rabbi, read the Torah in the original language. By memory, he will tell you, you're a terrorist or you're anti-Semite. When you corner them, that's their famous answer. So no one in the world can do that. We Muslims, here in lands alone, we can produce to you more than 1,000 people, in lands alone. So you must remember, we got millions of people with Allah's help and mercy. So you must remember that male, female, adult and children who have committed the Quran Sharif to memory, 6,236 verses. That story you heard of 6666, old fairy tales, is nothing like that. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and there are many, many books written. Easy book for you, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakaria Nawar Allah Marqadahu has written Fazail-e-Quran. You just read that and you will find all the virtues there as well of Quran, the Hafiz of Quran and so forth.
Somebody says, I need to know, please, Mufti Saab, are Muslim men allowed to have piercings, Ustad?
Remember, a man must be a male. Adam must not be Eve, and Eve must not become Steve. So remember, piercings, where you want to put piercings, my brother? Allah gave you enough already. So openings, what you want to make more openings for? Say, no, me, I want to put some earrings. One day I was in Heidelberg, you know, and my hometown. So I saw this youngster, I thought I was dreaming, like, you know. And his father was with me in school, in madrasa, we were together, you know, his father. I looked at this youngster and I asked him, who's your father? He told me. And I looked at him. We came to the masjid and he's got earrings on. And I would give him a good smack, you know, but I just kept quiet, you know. So this, are you gone crazy or what? That you were Eve and Steve, you mixed up or what? So today they speak of genders. They don't even know which gender they are. They're male or female. So you must remember they got male, they got female, they got transgender, no gender. They don't know. I'm still thinking which gender I am in. Is it istikhara or what? It's totally mixed up. Dear Makar, all the shaitaniyat this is. So my brother, remember in Islam, we're not allowed to imitate the female. And the female, you want to make your short haircut and all, from the back we don't know you Eve or you Steve, all that totally haram, remember that. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ Open Tirmidhi Sharif. Those men who imitate women in any aspect, and the women who imitate men, Allah Jalla Wala's curses on those people there. In Islam, the male must remain male, and the female must remain female. You, my brother, who asked the question, piercing, did you go to the Kruger Park? Did you see the lion? The lion, he sleeps 20, 21 hours a day. He's the king of the jungle. When he wakes up, he gives one big roar. Everybody starts waking. Lion is awake. Did you see him? He's got a big mane, M-A-N-E. That's his beard. So we are the lions, remember that. So when the enemies look at us, they must know we are the real men. But today's men want to become like women and women like men. This is all Hizbu Shaitan, to imitate the party of Shaitan, Allah.
Someone says here, dear Mufti Saab, I'm in big debt. I'm doing as much good as possible. What can I do? Please make lots of dua for me. My name is Muhammad. I don't know what went wrong. Ustad.
My brother, I will tell you what went wrong. I don't know you. But 90% of the Muslim, when the debts go to 100,000, 1 million, 5 million, now you say, I'm reading Tahajjud Salat. I'm pulling the rosary beads. I'm making zikr. Why you don't take all the haram things out of your house? How many TVs you got? How many cell phones you got? How many internet systems you got? Don't come tell me cell phone is a necessity, this kind of cell phone that got all the WhatsApp and all that. You can have one Nokia phone. So you must remember that. So all that we're not prepared to do, but we say, no, that I'm making zikr now. I'm reading tahajjud. No, it don't work. Get rid of all the haram things you got. And start paying all your debts. You must remember that is compulsory upon you. You must, Allah Ta'ala is breaking our pride and arrogance. We thought we are Mr. Somebody. And then suddenly COVID came. Suddenly 2-3 deals went sour. And then Allah broke that pride and arrogance of ours. And now we're wondering, I'm deep in trouble. Now what must I do? Let me start reading extra namaz. Let me start making extra zikr. No. You can do that, but more important is ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an hadith in Tirmidhi, stay away from haram places, haram speech, haram actions, haram everything. Haram means unlawful. Then you become the greatest worshipper of Almighty Allah. Anyway, brother, you want to read, then read Ya Wahhabu Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, from your unlimited treasures, keep on giving me the best. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, I'm locked up all sides. The creditors are sending letters of demand. They want to take me to our court and whatever. So Ya Allah, you remove all the obstacles and impediments. If you are sincere, get rid of all the haram and then see and lead a simple life and then see the barakah and blessing coming in your life.
Ustad, what to read for a good proposal?
Yes, this question comes every week. Read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Dhurriyatina Qurrata Ayun. Surah 25, verse 74. The parents are worried, the children are worried, everybody is worried. So you ask the daughter, why you don't want to get married? She said, there's no good boys. You ask the boys, they say, no good girls. But our list of specifications is so much. My one cousin, I asked him, Ba, you're 35, 38 years old, when are you going to get married? Anbiya, you used to wait for Nubuwwat when they get 40. You're going to get married when you're 40 or what? He said, no, I want this pacification, this. Green eyes, blonde hair, fair complexion, 5'8", 5'9", like that. And all, I say, you know that, all you will get in Jannah. Look at yourself in the mirror and see how smart you are if you're really so handsome. So our specifications are too much. So you, and the wrong specifications. Look at the taqwa and piety. Look at the character. Look at the aqidah and the belief structure. Do they belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Get married then. So you save yourself from so much haram instead of getting involved in so many haram activities. So that is where the ummah is failing today.
Anonymous says, I would like to remain anonymous. If someone believes magic will certainly be effective, Ustad, will it take him out of the fold of Islam? I'm going for a magic show. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
You go for magic show and you start clapping hands there. Wah, wah. What good magic. You become straight away non-Muslim. You're out of the fold of Islam. Something is haram and you are now praising it and so forth. Imam Malik rahimahullah, who passed away on the 7th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was the year 179. And remember, he's known as Imam Dar al-Hijrah in his time. He was considered as one of the greatest scholars of the whole world and of Medina Munawwara as well. So Imam Malik was asked, ma hukmu sihr? What is the ruling and verdict regarding jadu, regarding magic, regarding this, regarding that? So Imam Malik rahimahullah, he was a giant. Everything they speak from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, ta'amulu ahli al-Madina, what the ulama and the seniors, the sahaba, the tabi'in, the companions and the successors would do. So he said, I read the story, incident of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in the noble Quran, and this is mentioned in Surah 2, chapter 2 and verse 102. I suggest to you, my brother, that before you make all these ideas of yours, read this verse I'm giving you. Surah chapter 2, verse 102. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, he made a powerful dua, three duas. Okay, I'll just mention one. Chapter number 38, verse 35. Rabbi habli, he said, Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me mulkan, such a magnificent kingdom. No one ever must have and receive such a kingdom. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا Allah gave it to him. Now the people, you know, when Allah gives you something, you get many people who are jealous and so forth. So they said, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam is doing all this with jadu, with sihr, with witchcraft and magic and so forth. So Almighty Allah revealed this verse, Surah 2, verse 102. وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam did not commit kufr. Allah didn't say wama sahara Sulaiman. He didn't make magic. Allah said kufr. From there, Imam Malik said, people who dabble in witchcraft, in jadu and sihr, they're non-Muslim out of the fold of Islam. And remember, that is the verdict of many, many scholars as well. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi and them say, you're a Muslim, but the punishment for you is the death penalty when you dabble in witchcraft. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. It is the shaitans in human form. It is the shaitan in jinn form. They are non-Muslims and they teach other people this jadu, sihr and witchcraft and magic. There's a city in Iraq, Babylon. We've been with all this with Allah's help. So Almighty Allah in Babil sent two angels, Harut wa Marut. All this is in the Quran, same verse, Surah 2, verse 102. So Allah Ta'ala sent them and told them, you must tell the people, those who are studying your prospectus. You know, today before you enroll in university, then you see the prospectus. So you tell them, that if you want to study here, you want to learn about magic and sihr and jadu and witchcraft, then innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. We have been sent as a trial. Don't commit kufr and blasphemy. You're going to learn this, you go out of the fold of Islam. So brother, you go to all these kind of shows, minimum will happen is that your iman gets weaker, 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 and you start clapping hands and all these type of things. You're happy and all that, praising the kufr, then you go right out of the fold of Islam. You need to understand what is Islam. Islam is not to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. Islam is to speak Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and the Sahaba's Fatawa and what the Awliyaullah taught us in the four schools. That is Deenul Islam. So understand what you are doing, that you will buy a ticket, you will go there, commit so many haram things and so forth. So study this verse and think properly what you're doing.
The brother says, what must you do with his ticket now?
Date up and say, Ya Allah, I bought this ticket 300 rand, 500 rand. I'm tearing it up for your love and your pleasure. Now I go into sajda and I say, Ya Allah, I did that for your love. So you give me from your unlimited khazana, from your unlimited treasures. Do that and see for the love of Allah, not to please me and this one, do for the sake of Allah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. One more question, Ustaz, before we go, inshallah, for an interval. It says, I lost my wife 3 months ago, Ustaz. I miss her and I cry a lot. Is this good for me or for the marhum Ustad?
Very good. You must remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Rabiul Awwal, 10th Rabiul Awwal, the 10th year of the Hijrah. His beloved son Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, son Ibrahim, passed away. The tears were rolling down. Then Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim." That, oh Ibrahim, your separation has brought so much grief and sadness. You are thinking of your Jamila, Aisha, Zainab, Popi, and now you are crying. Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Jamila, ya Fatima, ya Zainab. So that is natural. You must remember it is mercy. So this crying is not good only. You must do something else for your beloved wife. So what you going to read, my brother? Learn the dua. Read with me. Surah chapter 59, verse 10. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Chapter 59, verse 10. Give out charity on her behalf. Make sure that her will and everything, the assets, everything, her debts and accounts are all paid for. And everything is divided according to the Sharia. You inherited, your children inherited, her parents, if they're alive, they got their share. So all that you have to do. Daily read Surah Yasin. And there's no iddat for you, my brother, you the man. So tomorrow you want to get married, mashallah, you get married. So remember, there's no such thing now, your wife passed away, so you must remain single. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the faqih, the mufti of this ummah, used to say, hypothetically, if Allah Ta'ala tells me, in 10 days time I will die, I, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, will still get married with the fear of falling into fitna. Where are we? So think about it, brother.
2 minutes after 9, we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, part 2. Don't go away. Stay tuned.